Legislators in Massachusetts have taken the first step this afternoon toward putting the state's gay marriage law to a statewide vote. Massachusetts is the only state in the nation that allows gays to marry, though a handful of other states allows them to join in a civil union. WBUR's Martha Biebinger joins us now from Beacon Hill. Martha, explain what exactly the legislature did today.
Well, in Massachusetts, citizens who gather signatures can put questions on a statewide ballot. And in this case, the question would be a constitutional amendment that would ban gay marriage. But a proposed constitutional amendment must clear two legislative sessions before it is allowed on the statewide ballot. And what we had today was lawmakers voting it to give it the first clearance.
And I understand there was a bit of, it's almost confusing as you watched what happened throughout the course of the day, because it seemed like it was a step forward and then almost a reversal of that.
There were several procedural movers after the initial vote that would have cleared the question to go forward. Those procedural movers came from supporters of gay marriage who were trying to make sure that the question did not take that first step, but they did not succeed.
So it appears that this would be a significant victory for opponents of gay marriage in Massachusetts and also for the outgoing governor, Mitt Romney.
Well, it's certainly a significant first step. And Governor Romney today called it a huge victory for the state. It certainly does give him a chance to talk about his opposition to gay marriage as he moves forward in considering his run for president.
The governor-elect of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, who is a Democrat, urged the legislative leaders not to allow this vote on the ban. What was his position?
He says that allowing a vote would be allowing the opportunity to write discrimination into the Constitution, discrimination against gay and lesbian couples. And he urged legislators today, told them that they have an obligation not to allow that to happen, not to allow the option of writing that discrimination into the Constitution.
And legislators, how do they respond to that?
Well, on the other hand, there was a decision from the state's highest court last week that said lawmakers do have an obligation to vote on these citizen-initiated petitions. So many lawmakers were weighing dueling obligations between giving citizens the right to vote on something, but on the other hand, feeling like they were giving citizens the right to vote on something they did not think should be in the Constitution.
Now, this is clearly not the end of this issue. There's very heated feelings on both sides. So what's the process ahead for those who very much want gay marriage banned in Massachusetts?
Well, they will have to win a quarter of the support again in the next legislative session. And then, of course, there is the campaign for the ballot question once it's on the ballot, if it gets there.
And since this may be put to a statewide vote, what's expected among the voters?
The polls currently show that a majority of voters support gay marriage. It's not by a wide margin, though. So on the one hand, there are expectations that over 2 years of the course of this campaign, if we go that far, that there will be more acceptance of gay marriage as people see that more in their daily lives. On the other hand, the opponents of gay marriage feel that once they make a concerted effort to talk about the morality of gay marriage, that they will start to move the voting populace in support of a ban on gay marriage.
Thank you, Martha.
Thank you.
That was WBUR's Martha Biebinger. She was speaking to us from the Massachusetts State House in Boston.